Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Five strategies to help you reduce your tax burden over time. And with the choppy markets I expect we'll have for a while, of course, markets are always inherently potentially choppy. But I think with where we are, whatever you can do to reduce your tax burden is going to be very powerful in retirement in terms of maximizing the security of your retirement income. So tip number one is what I would call investment restructuring, or maybe put another way, asset location. Where do you have your different investments housed from a tax perspective? You know, anything in an IRA or a 401k or retirement account, just about anything, when you take that money out, it is taxed as ordinary income. It does not get the preferential tax treatment of potential long-term capital gains. A Roth, of course, is tax-free, but then you don't get any tax benefit when you go into the Roth like you do with an IRA or 401k. And then a non-IRA investment, just a traditional investment account, is taxed as it grows. And you can receive capital gains tax treatment. There are structures to receive tax-free income. You know, obviously municipal bonds provide tax-free income. Understanding where these assets are located is so critically important, because long-term capital gains is one of the greatest things the IRS has ever given us, or Congress has ever given us in the Internal Revenue Code. For just about every taxpayer, your capital gains rate is lower than your ordinary income tax rate, and there is a 0% tax rate for long-term capital gains. We help many, especially in retirement, many retirees take advantage of to harvest capital gains and pay zero tax. So, but if you've got all your capital investment that have capital gains, if they're all in your retirement accounts, you cannot take advantage of that tax treatment. So understanding this, where are asset location, where are your different assets and investments housed, and what is that tax treatment? Number two would be being aware of long-term gain harvesting and long-term loss harvesting. Planning that appropriately, planning that with things like charitable giving, and how that all fits together on the tax return to reduce your tax bill. But taking advantage of the preferential tax treatment of long-term capital gains and being able to do losses to help offset gains. Number three would be delaying Social Security when you are retired. Now, there's a lot to that equation on Social Security election that we've talked about over the years, but one of the advantages of delaying your Social Security benefit, in addition to seeing the 8% per year increase in your benefit for delaying, is it provides you with much greater tax planning flexibility, because you don't have that income showing up on your tax return. Now then, where are you going to get your income from, and what is the taxation of that income? So that's all very, very much related. But one benefit of delaying Social Security that's often overlooked is the additional tax planning you can receive. Number four, holding off your retirement account distributions. With the Secure Act 2.0 that was passed in December, they've bumped the age up to 73 before you have to start taking money out of your taxable retirement accounts. And if you're born 1960 or later, they bump that up to age 75. So that, you know, things change when you turn 73 or 75, because you have this forced taxation from the money in your retirement accounts. Well, by adding an extra year or 3 years to, before you have to do that, you've got extra years that you can be doing tax planning in your financial plan. And then finally, taking advantage of Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and understanding that dynamic. A quick word of caution. I think Roths are oversold. You know, usually when you're in your last 10 years of work, you're in your peak earning years, and your taxable income is the highest it's ever going to be. And where Roth makes sense, as opposed to traditional IRA or 401k, Roth makes sense if your tax rate in retirement is actually going to be higher than what it is now. Well, in your peak earning years, that's oftentimes not the case. But we know we're going to have a tax increase in 2.5 years when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires at the end of 2025. So those are five key strategies, quick tips to save on your tax bill over time.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.